Good afternoon, viewers. Our magical town tour continues. I'm your Jalisco correspondent, Matthew Miles, and today I'm in Mazamitla, in southern Jalisco, which is normally a quiet little town nestled at the edge of a beautiful, enchanting forest. But Mazamitla is a magical town, and today is Christmas, and it feels like all of Guadalajara has come here to quote-unquote get away from it all. It's really something to see if you're not busy looking for a place to park. I'm joined today by a Mazamitla native, Lilia Gonzalez. She's a retired math professor and has lived here for over 30 years. Thank you, Lilia, for taking a moment to sit and chat with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I guess I'll start with the most predictable question. What's it like living in a magical town?
Well, to begin, it's interesting that you ask it like that, saying magical town in English.
Oh, really? How so?
It feels like something is lost in the translation. The very essence that gives a Pueblo Mágico its character, or I should say that a Pueblo Mágico tries to preserve, is a sense of the older, simpler times, not that it's possible necessarily or even feasible to live that way in the 21st century, but there's a kind of romanticism about it that we seek to maintain, and I have to confess that I don't feel it when I hear the expression magical town.
So magical town feels intrusive then?
No. And I don't mean to suggest that it feels like an expropriation or anything like that. In fact, I adore the English language. It's just that the expression magical town in English has a different flavor to it. Like it's referring to a section of Disney World or something.
Yes, I see what you mean now.
¿Verdad?
Like when we talk about a delicious carne en su jugo, it just doesn't quite sound right if we say meat in its juice.
That's a nice, vivid example, yes. Wakala.
Although if we zoom out and look at those two separate worlds comparatively, one does see some similarities.
Oh, well, here we go. Tell me how you see it.
Well, mostly that both are set up to attract tourists looking for something different from their normal surroundings and to experience something unique. And both have high seasons that see more tourism than normal.
Well, that's a good point. The tourism here is, for better or worse, what keeps us going. I've been to Disney, actually. We went, I think, when I was about 10, and I remember thinking, oh, how I wish I could live here, like many kids, I imagine. And now here I am in my older age living in a Pueblo Mágico, although here is the real world where you can actually live and make a life and pay bills, etc.
Interesting reflection, eh?
Is this your first time to a Pueblo Mágico?
No, I've visited several, here in Jalisco and also in Michoacán, too.
And what, if anything, have you noticed that sets us apart from other towns or the bigger cities?
Well, culturally, it's hard to describe because I've mostly visited at high tourism times, and so my experiences have been with lots of people around. And so besides store owners, it's not easy to tell who's native to the town and who isn't. But aesthetically, what stays with me is the smell of firewood, which, particularly in the colder months, always makes me feel alive. There's always a fire somewhere nearby, cooking up gorditas or grilling some corn on the cob. There's the narrow, cobblestone streets. All the houses and buildings with tiled roofs and wooden pillars and painted dark red on the bottom and white on top, and everywhere with the old wooden doors and shutters. There's definitely a sense of nostalgia associated with the atmosphere.
That's a nice observation, the nostalgic aspect.
Well, maybe in English we should call them nostalgic towns or nostalgic villages.
I like that. Sounds much better than magical town.